Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The youngest ever Taoiseach when he assumed power in 2017, but now Leo Varadkar is stepping down after seven eventful years in office. In that time, there have been many tests for the Irish economy, including a hard Brexit, a complete shutdown of the country due to COVID, and the energy and inflation shocks from 2022. So what will Leo Varadkar's economic legacy be? Danny McCoy is the chief executive of the employers group IBEC and joins us from Brussels. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Joe.
Well, what will his economic rather than political legacy be in your mind?
Well, if you stand back from it, the facts speak for themselves. It's an incredibly strong legacy. We've seen the economy more than double since 2014, and there's 1 million people extra at work. So they're pretty strong statistics.
Yeah, the GDP, which is not a great measure of the Irish economy, was $337 billion in 2017 when he assumed office and is now $576 billion. Employment has gone from 2.2 million jobs to 2.7 million today, while unemployment is gone from 6.6% to 4.2%. Using these gross metrics, would he be leaving at the top of his game or there was still more in the tank?
Well, it's hard to know. I mean, he was the leader for a substantial part of that, so he has to get some credit. But, you know, he can't get all the credit for it. We've also had very favourable trade conditions in terms of being in the bloc, in the European bloc. Also, Brexit gave us an advantage versus investment into the UK or into Ireland. So he's done very well. But his legacy on the business side, you know, he's had achievements there on the social agenda, but he's leaving behind some significant business costs as a result of the actions he took when he's Minister for Enterprise.
Yeah. You mean much higher minimum wages? You mean additional holiday and sickness pay and auto enrollment, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, indeed. And all of those are great merit in themselves. It's really the coordination of them when they're being brought in. So he has a great legacy. But the point you're asking me at the end there, is he leaving with all these things done and intact? The answer to that is no. There's still a lot more to be done.
Yeah. Do you think he did anything to dilute Ireland's utter dependence on foreign companies?
No, he didn't. I think, though, as a society, we've ended up becoming very dependent on foreign direct investment because as a result of the OECD work on corporate taxation, that has probably been the biggest driver of those economic statistics. And so we are incredibly dependent. One of the features, I think, of Varadkar's time was he was a kind of tax-cutting Taoiseach. So households have had taxes cut quite significantly. Disposable incomes are very high. But the imposition of the cost then to deliver this kind of European social model has been very firmly put on the business community. So that's where the coordination, I think, has kind of failed. And so there's still more to be done on that front.
Yeah. Ireland since 2017 has gone from being mid-table in terms of the cost of living to the most expensive country in the Eurozone. Rents are the second highest here as well.
I think, though, the household's disposable income, when you look on the other side of the ledger, though, are also among the top in the world. So the price levels versus the incomes have to be brought into consideration. So the standard of living in Ireland is one of the highest in the world as well.
Housing, it's often cited by many people as a problem, but also from the big semi-state groups, including the IDA and Enterprise Ireland, as well as some major employers, they've cited it as something that might hold back growth and investment. I presume that's a red mark on his legacy.
It would be, but again, and the government has to take some responsibility for this, but the private sector has as well, because a lot of the resources for building housing units in particular, have been absorbed by corporates, you know, building our industrial base, building our data centres. Also then the households have actually been extending their houses, making the same house bigger, same household in it. So it's not just down to the government. As a society, we need a whole of society approach. And we also need to be able to finance that. And so there's an inconsistency, I said at the start, between, you know, tax cutting agenda, but the things that the households actually need is the infrastructure, both in terms of housing, but in terms of water, electricity, schools, hospitals, road networks. So we probably in terms of leadership around the economics and business, we could have done a better job of coordinating right across our society because the resources were there.
Out of 10, what would you give him?
Oh, I think in terms of the economics, it'd be very hard to, with the outcome and the results, I'd say, a high 7 or 8. He was a good leader. Hopefully he will be a good leader in whatever he does next.
Okay. And his successor will be decided in pretty short order. We could know his successor within 2 or so weeks. What would you like him or her to do differently from what Leo Varadkar has been doing?
Well, the good news from the outside internationally is that there's great continuity in Ireland and certainty. I think that's something we shouldn't neglect. The likelihood is that the new leader of Fine Gael and the Taoiseach will be somebody that will not be radical in this regard. It's a question of coordinating all of us around our central objective, which is to ensure that we can sustain the population and the investment model that we have. And that just require that we focus on ensuring that the balance and the burden is shared between business and households going forward.
You're in Brussels. Was there shock there as there was here?
Oh, absolutely. Leo Varadkar has a very high international reputation. In fact, I believe he's coming to Brussels today as well for the Council of State.
Yeah, he is. Danny, thank you so much for getting up early to join us. That is Danny McCoy, the Chief Executive of the Employers Group. IBEC, back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.